In this bulletin, the federal government braces for the result from the Wentworth by-election. A local council in Sydney announces a trial of free childcare for asylum seeker and refugee families. And Australian batsman Usman Khawaja to undergo scans after injuring his knee in the test against Pakistan. With the latest SBS News, I'm Biwa Kwan. Prime Minister Scott Morrison admits Liberal candidate Dave Sharma could lose Saturday's Wentworth by-election. Leaked Liberal polling suggests independent Karen Phelps is poised to claim the seat, stripping the Morrison government of its one-seat governing majority. The Liberal Party has held the seat for 70 years with a current margin of 17.7%. Deputy Labor leader Tanya Plibersek says people should not overlook the campaigning efforts of Labor's Tim Murray.
I think it's an interesting fact that Tim's the only one of the major candidates who can vote for himself tomorrow. All the others are outsiders. Tim Murray has shown through his actions, through his commitment, through his life living in this community, what a fine representative he would make.
A Senate committee has recommended patients be given another year to opt out of the controversial MyHealth medical data system. Currently, every Australian with a Medicare card will automatically be given a digital record of their health history unless they choose otherwise by mid-November. But committee head Greens Senator Rachel Seward says an extension should be granted to give Australians a better understanding of how the system will work and how their data will be protected.
A key theme of these recommendations and what the committee heard is the need to ensure that the information in the record is used for a person's health only, not for the benefits or purposes of an employer. And we heard some concerning evidence about the possibility there, although we acknowledge that that's in fact not the government's intent, and or for the government to recoup revenue or for any commercial purposes.
The government is opposed to extending the opt-out provisions for fear it will delay the benefits of the system to patients. A local council in Sydney has announced a trial of free childcare for asylum seeker and refugee families. In the first scheme of its kind in Australia, Canterbury Bankstown Council is launching a year-long trial of providing free childcare placements to asylum seeker families. One place per day at three council-run centres will be offered as part of the pilot program. Canterbury Bankstown Mayor Carl Asforth says it can make a vital difference.
So this is going to give them an opportunity to develop their skills, including learning English and, you know, being ready to go to kindergarten. But equally important and very important is that parents will be able to have the time to go and learn English, maybe learn something that will help them get a job or even attend medical appointments and things like that. So it's about giving people access.
Meanwhile, former Human Rights Commission President Gillian Triggs has called on Labor to support the government's push for a lifetime ban on refugees from Nauru entering Australia. Prime Minister Scott Morrison has foreshadowed allowing refugees on the island to be resettled in New Zealand, provided they aren't allowed to then later enter Australia. An outspoken critic of the government's asylum seeker policies, Professor Triggs says although the ban is manipulative and wrong, it's important that refugees are evacuated from Nauru. Newly appointed Managing Director of SBS, James Taylor, says he's honoured by the appointment. Mr Taylor has served as SBS's Chief Financial Officer and takes over from Michael Abeid, who resigned in July after 7 years in the job. Mr Taylor says his ambition is for SBS to be an even more diverse and inclusive team focused on serving audiences in a world of polarised views. To cricket, and Australia's hopes of avoiding a loss to Pakistan in the two-test series have been dampened by a left-knee injury to batsman Usman Khawaja. Pakistan has set Australia a total of 538 runs to win, but the Australians finished the third day at 1 for 47. Khawaja is set to undergo scans for the injury, which Australian bowler Peter Siddle says appears to have occurred in innocuous circumstances.
Yeah, it was just something in warm-up. I think we'll throw on the ball. So that's about all I know. I don't know what specifically happened, but yeah, something so small, you know, and it's kept him out. So disappointing for him, but yeah, like I said, fingers crossed that he gets some good news tonight.
And now a look at tomorrow's weather. Perth, possible shower 21. Adelaide, partly cloudy 19. Melbourne, early shower 2, 19. Hobart, partly cloudy 19. Canberra, showers, possible storm 26. Wollongong showers developing 25, Sydney similar conditions 27, Newcastle possible shower 30, Brisbane mostly sunny 28, Cairns also sunny 31, Darwin shower or two possible storm 33. I'm Biwa Kwan. This is SBS News.